Hello, this is Peter Firebrace, BXE Fellow living in Denmark. And this is Great Strength, Spring Equinox. Hexagram 34, Great Strength, Da Zhuang, is the second of three hexagrams associated with the spring equinox. That powerful time where Yang, that was born at the winter solstice, in hexagram 24, return, Fu, has grown and grown. Day after day after day, night after night after night, layer on layer, pushing outward, pushing upward, from underground to overground, from invisible burial to visible shoot, from hidden away completely to right out in the open. Responding to earlier dawns and later sunsets, responsive to the bigger arc the sun takes in the spring sky, receptive to the higher suns at each midday, reacting to the warmer temperatures when winter's ice and snow unfreeze and are forgotten, when multiple icicle daggers melt away into watery nothings. The strength that was within, hard, cold, unyielding, is now a bendable, flexible, extendable live wire, alert, attentive, on the lookout for a new home. The 15 days of the solar period that starts on March the 20th with Chunfen, spring equinox, are divided into 3 5-day periods, or Ho. The first is Swallow's return, coming back on epic journeys from hot southern lands that are no longer hospitable for them with the excessive heat. They need a cooler place to swoop and dive, to mate, create their nests, and bring up the next generation. The second is Thunder Rolls, heaven's deep voice rumbling its active presence and letting loose the rain that will bring everything to life again. The third is Lightning Begins, those sky-illuminating jolts that sear from heaven down to earth to wake it from its winter dreams. Life returns in strength and power. Of the three associated hexagrams, the first is hexagram 40, release, jie, thunder above, water below, where the thunder's power is productive and creative in the extreme, untying tightened life-strangling knots, dispersing snarled-up resentments and me frustrations. The release of all restrictions, the freeing of spring's full life-giving power. Without this letting go of the old, the worn-out self-seeking and self-aggrandizement, there can be no natural strength, because nature is not behind it, will not support it or sustain it. There is no strength without release. Then comes hexagram 34, Great Strength, Da Zhuang, thunder above, heaven below, where the whole sky is taken up with expansive thunderclouds, an extended realm of unearthly power. Here the four yang lines have overtaken the two yin, as the balance of the equinox gives way to yang taking the lead, and full-on strength is the outcome, built into every muscle that moves the bones, into every swelling bud and piercing shoot that bursts out from deep within, so life is renewed, refreshed, revitalized, re-seen. With this potent strength that nature shows in every plant, in every corner, at every turn, as spring achieves the balance of yin and yang, and heaven and earth work perfectly together in endless creativity, we would be wise to remember the advice given in Su Wen, Chapter 2. The great treatise on attuning the spirit to the qi of the four seasons. For spring, it says, letting live, not killing. Giving, not taking away. Rewarding, not punishing. This corresponds with the spring qi. It is the way that maintains the drive of life. One of the greatest dangers of great strength is that dominance becomes dominating, that power becomes disempowering for those who do not have it, that it is used for taking away, for punishing, even for killing, rather than for giving, rewarding, and letting live. Nature shows not only abundance and beauty, but a deep generosity for life itself. The prime organ related to spring is the liver, whose power lies in its rising, unshackled qi, able to express, impress, and hopefully not suppress. And in its strong link with the blood, that gives muscular power, physical strength, the body beautiful. And through its direct connection to the reproductive organs that stimulate the urge to mate, to merge, to share life, to make new life. The fertility so abundant in spring is so much a part of the liver with its crucial storing and releasing of blood. With the Hun, we can be led by vision, the Hun following the lead of the radiant spirits, Shen Ming. Part of life, we are part of the strength of life, giving it and taking it to give again. After strength comes the third hexagram, 16, enthusiasm, Yu. Thunder above, earth below. That waking, shaking, joyful movement shown so often in spring, when its bright beauty overwhelms us in color and the glory of returning life. Here is strength working with others in a common cause, using what you have together to follow the same purpose to co-create. The success of this leads to celebration, to music, dance, and song, a natural response in melody and rhythm to the joy felt within. This is strength in beauty, grace, and refinement. If you've forgotten this, get up early and go listen to the dawn chorus. The spring equinox is mid-spring for the Chinese, and in some ways the height of spring, as midwinter is the deepest point of winter. In the Ming and Qing dynasties, the emperor held ceremonies to the sun on this day, as the Sun Temple, Retan, in Beijing. In the West, those interested in the old Celtic year have long held ceremonies and celebrations to mark this key turning point where day and night is balanced. Easter is always the Sunday after the first full moon after the spring equinox, making it an important marker for Jesus' resurrection. Reaching back 3,000 years, the spring equinox is the first day of the new year for Zoroastrians in Persia, known as Nowruz, meaning new day, and remains a holiday for millions, uniting diverse cultures across Iran, Central Asia, the Caucasus, the Balkans, and beyond. This aspect of uniting different cultural and religious viewpoints is a great strength, for the day is a unique and important day for the Earth in its annual journey around the sun, and all of us in the Northern Hemisphere can celebrate it in our own way, as those in the southern hemisphere celebrate the autumn equinox. Many choose to use the spring for cleansing and purification, the spring cleaning that can help the liver be at its best. This year, in particular, it is interesting to see that the 40 days of Lent are from February the 18th to April the 2nd. Ramadan, the ninth month of the Islamic lunar calendar, is the same as the Chinese first month, from February 17th to March the 19th. Both Lent and Ramadan are times of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, times of cleansing and purification. This releasing the old gives a real opportunity for a new start, as we saw in the release hexagram 40, Jie, above. For those looking for acupuncture points to use to be in tune with the time, then consider the powerful combination of the four gates, Se Guan, liver 3, great rushing, Tai Chong, and large intestine 4, joining valley, He Gu. Here we have the Yuan source point of the spring organ of the liver and the Yuan source point of the large intestine meridian, which is associated with the second month of spring that runs from March the 19th to April the 17th. Good for stress, stagnation, headaches, and menstrual cramps. The four gates is also an excellent combination to use at this time of year for painful obstruction that is often worse with cold, wind, and damp, which can be common in spring. Both key points for the arms and legs, the stagnant qi is released and flows again, reducing pain and strengthening the limbs. Perfect to stride out in spring. The second month relates to the fourth earthly branch, Mao, wood element, an open door to let the yang flow in. Perfect for the spring equinox that does just that. Here is the open door that lets in all the power behind hexagram 34. Great strength, Da Chuang, that is given to us to use so freely. Use it and pass it on.